What is Lake Observer?
Lake Observer is a mobile app. It is the ability to collect data using your cell phone on lakes and the surrounding areas of lakes.
And how, in a little more detail, how does it work?
It works like any other app on a cell phone. You upload a program and go to the lake, and you're able to enter data that you might collect from the lake, such as what's the lake's temperature or what's the lake's water clarity, how deep is the water clarity, what are the cyanobacteria counts in a lake. So you can enter data that you're observing or measuring from a lake onto your cell phone. It records the location, the time, and when you get back to cell phone coverage, if you happen to be out of it, you can upload the data, and those data are available on the web to you and anyone around the world to see.
And why was it created?
It was actually created as a side project of a computer science student who was interested in using the paper copies of data collection sheets that citizen scientists were using and turning that into an app. And so he did this as a side project, and it then evolved into the app that we have today. So it was a citizen science motivated monitoring tool.
And was that group or that team referred to as Gleon? Or is that something unrelated?
No, this is actually a project of Gleon. Gleon, the Global Lake Ecological Observatory Network, is actually three networks. It's a network of lakes, of data, and people. And it has about 600 people worldwide, mostly scientists and citizen scientists who are interested in understanding lake function, how lakes respond to a changing environment. Using data such as these collected with the app and using high frequency, i.e. sensor data that monitor lakes 24/7, 365 days a year. And this project was one of the projects of the Gleon members, myself, Kenneth Chu, who's a computer scientist at SUNY Binghamton, Holly Ewing, who's at Bates College, and a number of other students as well. And this evolved organically out of that group of people.
And what's the importance of an app like this?
Oh, it allows both crowdsourcing, which is allows the collection of data from people around the world, and engagement with citizens, citizen scientists, collaboration with people who have their eyes and ears on lakes around the world and can collect information, submit it, look at those data, talk with scientists about the interpretation of those data. So it allows collaboration and an extension of space and time and data collection